Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the California Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Arizona, 0945004, Georgia 69178, Illinois 031.005-8339, Nevada 57237, Oregon, Tennessee 184373, Texas, Washington, MLO 237926, Heidi Slake Points, California, DBO 1666881.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done when you're in need and don't know where to. Pick up the phone and call mom.
All right. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux and Mikey, can you hear us? Yeah, very good. Okay.
And I'm Heidi Slagle Points.
You are Heidi Slagle Points. we are kind of in a rush. We're trying to get started right at 5 and we weren't quite ready. So we're getting there. We're getting there. Anyway, so welcome to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux and this is Heidi. And what do we do? Well, every week we bring to you mortgage advice, real estate advice, advice about your finances, getting, you know, into the home of your dreams, really. Yeah. And we talk about everything that has to do from down payment assistance to property taxes, your actual taxes, your income taxes. So we're going to have a big guest on a little bit later today. So after we're going to go through a break and then we get back from our break, we're going to have our tax grandma on, Denise Taylor. And she's going to talk to us all about getting those income taxes filed for 2019.
Yes, everything we are so excited about every year.
Every year. All of us can't wait to file those tax returns. So anyway, if you have been wondering how are the tax laws going to change this year, how are they going to affect you, you know, what is your return going to look like? Will you get a refund? Are you going to owe money? This is a great show for you to stay tuned into, and we will have the tax grandma on, and you will be able to put your questions right into the feed and ask us those questions. We will read them out loud and we will get an answer from her. So please, you know, stick around and stay tuned and watch for a little bit more when she's back. But this is the beginning of the show.
Yep.
And we always start off with catching up with mom.
Yes.
Yes. So this has been a big week for us.
It has. It's been a huge week for us.
Yeah. So tell everybody what we've been doing.
All right. So we started our weight loss program. So we started Jenny Craig.
We did.
And on top of that, we have started working out. We hired a personal trainer to come in twice a week. So we've only done one session with her so far. And we are also doing our own sessions.
That's right.
By doing YouTube videos, right?
Yes, YouTube. So it's all about YouTube, guys.
It's all
guys.
About YouTube.
It's all about YouTube.
So we've made it through our first week.
Yes.
And how did we do?
Oh, well, so I'm sore. That's so number one, the personal trainer definitely, and even doing the exercise videos. We are very sedentary. You know, we come to work, we get here very early in the morning, we leave pretty late at night, and we don't move. We sit down at our desk and we work and we work and we work and we eat at our desks for lunch.
Yep.
And we spend, you know, the majority of our hours here. And by the time you get home as a mom, that's a working mom, you fly through the door and now you're trying to figure out what's for dinner. Everybody's starving. Mikey can attest back there behind the computer. you know, what are we having for dinner tonight, mom? You know, and you're tired and you're running and there's absolutely no time and you're mentally exhausted. Yep. Which makes you physically exhausted. So yep. I would say that it's probably been about 5 years since I've actually done anything short of like really taking walks, you know, with the baby in the stroller or taking him to the park, but actually physically doing a workout or routine or a run. It's probably been 5 years. So yep. I am really sore. I got to tell you, like crouching down to pick something up does not feel good.
Right. You could probably triple that time for me. I'm not really what you call a workout or exercise or active person. So I probably haven't worked out since high school. So it's been really painful. She says we're sore, but that might be the biggest understatement ever.
Yeah. Yeah. And a little hungry. A little hungry. So you're starting a new regimen. You know, we're doing Jenny Craig, and thank goodness that they actually give us a bunch of snacks throughout the day and, you know, all the different meals. But now then you also add on to that doing a little bit of workout, and I'm starving.
Yeah, I've been a little hangry.
A little hangry
lately. I used to be a one meal a day person, right? And Debbie can attest to that. However, when they start you on this breakfast, snack, lunch, snack, dinner, but mind you, dinner is like, it's not dinner. Okay. It's the tiniest amount of food. Like you get a taste of it and that's your whole meal. It's like taste testing.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sampling. And I'm starving. Right. And I always thought like, oh, I could do this. I only eat one meal. Yes, but I eat one big meal.
Right.
And it's like, oh, I take two bites and I'm like, ugh.
That's it. It's done. It's done. Over.
It tasted good. Yes. If there was like 12 more of those tacos right. I just ate.
Right. Well, but we're sticking to it. It's we so are. Nice to have a team. Like to be able to do it with somebody is absolutely amazing. So we're going to stick to it.
We are.
We're going to make it happen. We're going to lose the weight.
Yep. We have our goals.
We have our goals. And so, you know, if you guys follow us, you can watch us today and you can watch us in 3 months from now. Yep. And hopefully you guys are going to see much skinnier Debbie and Heidi sitting yep. behind the mics.
Yes, we will get there. We will get there.
We will get there. We are moms. We have had kids. And let me just tell you, anybody out there listening that has had a child past the age of 30, I was 38 when I had my son, almost 39. Like he was born in February. I turned 39 in June. And it has been rough. I mean, rough. So, you know, 4 years later, and I'm still wondering how I'm going to get this baby weight off. So, you know, it's just it's time, and it is really nice to do it with you. And I think, you know, we keep pushing each other. Thank goodness that there was a personal trainer there because we would have totally just completely given up. Mm-hmm. So that was really nice to have her support to keep pushing us and yelling at us. You can yeah. do it. One more.
And I'll warn all you ladies that have not quite hit 40. I will be there next month.
Days.
And my whole life I was super skinny, could eat anything I wanted, no big deal, no exercise. And everybody told me, it's fine. Live it up. When you hit 40, you'll start gaining weight. Well, I started gaining weight about 3 years ago, thanks to my husband. We blame him
because
Jeremy all the time.
Blaming Jeremy.
But truly, I think it just, my body changed and all of a sudden, I have to go on a diet. Never done it in my life, never worried about it. And all of a sudden, you know, jeans got a little tighter, jeans got a little bigger because I bought new sizes.
And then you still get tight. And then you
jeans
get
got a little tighter. Shirts got a little bit bigger in size.
Yeah.
And, you know, things do change. So for all you skinny minis out there, take advantage now.
Take advantage, enjoy, because it's not.
This is not fun.
It's not fun. It is not fun. So other than our diet, obviously, mm-hmm. and cleaning out the conference room, so we no longer have a conference room. It is now an empty space to work out in.
Yep.
We've got our yoga mats down. We've got our TV up so that we can actually watch the YouTube videos and move along with them.
Yep.
What else has been going on this week?
Anything? Well, our kids came down to visit, so our oldest son and our soon-to-be daughter-in-law with my grandbaby.
There you go.
So that was fun. So I got to visit with my grandson. He's just so adorable. He's tiniest little thing, but he's getting big fast, and we don't get to see him that often, so that was like the perfect weekend.
Yeah.
So very that was nice. Great.
Yeah.
Loved that.
Yeah. So yeah. I actually, I molded over the 3-day weekend. So we had, you know, Martin Luther King Day and we were closed. Banks are closed, which means mortgage is closed. Mm-hmm. So I was actually sick. I got really sick on Thursday. So I've had kind of this like ongoing illness. I have been sick like right before Thanksgiving and then got through it and then got it again at Christmas and then almost got through it. Wasn't really quite gone, and then it just came back with a vengeance last week. So I actually just literally molded in my house throughout the whole 3-day weekend. I did get some things done, though. I cleaned out my garage.
Yes.
So I got that done, and we got the treadmill over here to the office.
We did, by the way, just the two of us.
Just the two of us.
We got the treadmill moved over here and into the office.
We did, and I cleaned out my closet. I brought everything to Goodwill because I feel like there are people out there that can use it, even if I won't wear it again or it's not something, you know. Yes. But as I was going through this closet, it's absolutely hilarious how much stuff that you keep that you don't realize that you still have.
Yeah.
So you go back, you know, 4 years, which is almost 5 because you're pregnant, you know, he's almost 4 and so right. I'm pregnant 5 years ago, right? And so I've still got maternity clothes in there. I had tennis shoes from like 1997. I had clothes from when...
We call that hoarding.
I had clothes from, you know, when I was like a size 0-. So I literally cleaned everything out. And I went to Goodwill, cleaned out the garage. So I wouldn't really, I guess, call that molding. But I didn't get out of my pajamas for 3 days. And I did stay home and didn't do anything. And I am starting to feel better now. I just, yeah. you know, I've got this kind of ongoing cough that won't stop and a little bit of congestion, but
anyone know. That has recommendations Debbie, to be honest, has had this cold on and off for at least a year.
At least.
And, you know, I've caught it a couple times, but she has truly had it for like 12 months.
Yeah. And I've been sick. But I also have a son that's in preschool.
She does. But still, she's had it on and off for 12 months. So any, you know, old school remedies, you know, something yes, we'll your great grandparents used to do that works for you, we will definitely take recommendations. I'm just saying she needs something to boost
her immune system.
Yeah. Absolutely. Because she does eventually give it to me.
Yeah. Yeah. So no, we'll take I do. We'll take any recommendations you guys have. Yeah. So this has been fun. This has been catching up with mom. We are going to take a quick break so that I can actually get our tax grandma on the phone. I want you guys, if you want to ask questions, please put those questions into the feed. We will read them out loud to her. She is going to be on the phone, but you guys will be able to hear her because she's going to be going right through our computer system. And you'll be able to hear her answer those questions that we read to you. So it's really pretty cool. Make sure you get those questions going so that we can ask those of her. Any questions that you guys have for me or Heidi, you guys are always welcome to put into the feed and get those questions out. If you're embarrassed, I know a lot of times, on YouTube, we can see, your picture and your name. So if you don't necessarily want to be seen asking a question, you guys can always text me. So text the word mom to 474747. I answer those questions. It doesn't matter what day of the week, but if you do text mom to 474747, we will answer those questions now. So I'm pretty good at multitasking. You guys can call us. It's 844-935-3634. We can take calls during the show as well. So obviously while we're talking to Tax Grandma on the phone, she'll be the one on the phone that we're talking to. But after we hang up with her, if you want to call in and ask us questions, please feel free to do so. You're more than welcome to. And my assistant Chris can transfer those right over here to the studio so that we can take those calls live. So
that would be fun.
Yeah, we can absolutely do it. And anybody that's listening to this show later, because this is also now going to play on Go Country on Saturdays at 7. If you guys are listening, this is pre-recorded, but we're on Wednesdays at 5, every Wednesday at 5, recording live for our Saturday show on Go Country. So please feel free to watch YouTube, subscribe to our channel so you know when we're live. It will send you a notification, let you know that we're on. You guys can call in right there during that time. You can put your questions right into the feed, or you guys can text me, text the word mom to 474747. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a quick commercial break so I can get grandma on the phone. 2 minutes and we'll be right back.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's the mortgage mom.
This is Debbie Marcoux, the mortgage mom. Have you been thinking about buying a home? How are you going to get there? How are you going to make that game plan? Well, let's get that phone consultation set up. It'll take us about 20 minutes. We're going to work through you, your credit, your down payment, your income. Let's determine what you can buy and when you can buy it. We're never going to tell you no. We're just going to tell you when. Are you ready right now? Can we get you there? Or do we need to do a little bit of work first? Give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. You're going to talk with me, Mom, one-on-one. And I look forward to helping get that plan in progress for you, your family, and your future.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
She's a mortgage mom.
All right, so we are back. Sorry about that. This is all first time for us, so we're making mistakes, which is okay. But we've got you on, Denise. Denise is Denise Taylor. She is our tax grandma. She is absolutely amazing. Last year, we actually started with Denise on the show, and you came on almost every week up until it was time to file tax returns to give us all kinds of tax advice and, you know, changes that were happening when we file our returns and how our, you know, how our tax returns were going to change, refunds and, you know, things of that nature. And a lot of people, a lot, including Heidi, had to pay a lot more money than what they were used to paying in previous years. So before you get into 2019, just out of curiosity, what do you think was the biggest change that happened last year that created people to owe more than what they were used to? Like somebody that would have usually gotten a small refund ended up owing money. What was kind of that biggest change?
One of the biggest issues is that the federal government had reduced the amount they were taking out of people's checks, which most people might have noted it, but didn't really think too much of it because, you know, $20 every week. But when it becomes $1,000 for the year, they take note. So the charts had gone down. So that was one of the big issues that happened. And the second one is just the way the government added increased the national standard, but then took away the personal exemptions. And for families with kids, that made a huge difference. It really did. And then, you know, there was just it was a multitude of things, not just one big major thing. It was a huge influence of a lot of things.
Now, do you think that when, you know, last year, one of the big, huge topics that we talked about a lot was them changing the amount of mortgage interest that you could deduct? There were a lot of people that were skeptical that, you know, maybe they shouldn't buy a home because they weren't going to be able to, you know, take that deduction off of the return. It wasn't really going to help them out. It wasn't really going to be a benefit. Do you feel like that really did turn into a big change in the refund? Or do you feel like the numbers that the, you know, IRS had brought, you know, that tax deduction, that interest down to, really was still within the very median of where most people have their mortgage interest and everything else?
Yes. And that was kind of one of the subjects I wanted to talk to about today was that one of the biggest things that I had was a lot of people just threw their hands up and said, well, I won't be itemizing this year, and just kind of didn't bother to calculate the numbers. And it was kind of a real pain because we had to meet a second time because they would come and they would say, I didn't bring my itemized because, you know I can't itemize. Well, that may or may not be true because when we actually worked the numbers, a lot of them did itemize that didn't expect to itemize, as well as for the state. A lot of people cheated themselves because even though the federal had limitations, like the $10,000 cap on state taxes, property taxes are still allowed on the state of California. So there were some things that impacted their business expenses, which moved to the Schedule A off the 2106. Those were allowable on the state. So it was quite an awakening for people to realize, oh, I better do this anyway. So I recommend that people go ahead and get their itemized deductions together and get them to their tax professional. And if they don't need them or can't use them, then, you know, it's going to be just a little bit of wasted time, but it could save you a lot of money on the state return and possibly on the federal as well.
You know, I didn't realize, and I don't know about you, Heidi, but I did not realize that you could file your taxes differently from IRS to state. I thought that whatever you file with the IRS, it basically just carries over to the state return. Basically, they match. So you're saying that you can actually do those slightly differently?
Absolutely. Yeah. No. Now, most things do kind of match, but when they put the cap on there for the $10,000 for the mortgage interest and the state withholding and all those, now they can't take state on state. So you can't state withholding or state sales tax or any of those things. Those aren't allowed on the state. But if you have substantial mortgage interest, I mean, mortgage taxes, property taxes, those are allowed to pass over, as well as the old 2106 business expenses, which moved over to Schedule A, which then brought you over to the national standard on the state. Yes, all that was allowed. That didn't change. And that was one of my biggest things, was getting people to understand we're going to do the itemizing anyways. And if it gets not used on the federal, we very likely will be using it on the state.
So I was actually thinking about that as you were saying, you know, the different deductions that you could have kept for the state that you couldn't have kept for the IRS. And I was almost asked you that question about the 2106 expenses, because there are so many people that we work with and, you know, clients out there and just people out there that are commissioned employees. They're doing sales for their job. They're driving for their business. You know, they're putting a lot of miles on their car. They're, you know, taking clients out to eat. And, you know, they've just got a lot of expenses that go along with the job. And with the IRS removing those 2106s, that really did take a big change off of the W-2 salesperson. But you're saying that that could have actually been done for that state return.
Yes, there was a form that specifically, it looked just like the 2106. It was basically the 2106.
That's really good.
And it would say right on it for, you know, California purposes only or for state purposes only. And it would be then moved. And most people got substantial refunds from the state, which, of course, then helped offset some of the pain from the federal. But, you know, every case is different.
Now, have all of those same changes that happened for the 2018 returns, are they still all in standing for 19, or did any of them get changed or moved, or, you know, it just didn't work right, and so the government said, forget it, and we're not going to do it?
No, most of them moved over. The one big change that's going to impact a lot of people that were divorced in 2019, not if you were divorced prior to 19, but if you were divorced in 19, you are not allowed to take the alimony. The person paying the alimony doesn't get the deduction, and the person receiving the alimony, it's not taxable. But that's only for if you're divorced, or if you had a divorce that was prior to 18 and you modified it, then it very likely is going to fall into the rules of the 2019, which is that the payer doesn't deduct and the receiver doesn't.
Okay, wait, that's actually kind of big. So if you were divorced prior to 2019 and you are now, you know, my husband's awarded alimony and I'm paying him alimony, I'm kind of grandfathered in where I can continue to deduct that alimony that was, you know, that I owe. You're saying that moving forward, I would be grandfathered in, correct?
Yes, unless your divorce was modified in 19. Like if you were divorced prior, but then say there was a modification for whatever reason, then that modification would more than likely take you into the 2019 rules, which is that it's not deductible and not taxable.
Wow.
To the receiver.
That's actually huge, because you have to almost look at how much are you getting to deduct in the alimony today? So maybe you're paying a little bit more to your ex-spouse than you wanted to, but you have to look at what is that deduction doing for your return versus if you go back and you try to ask the court to reduce it, to modify what you've been paying, but now it's not tax deductible. I mean, it would almost, in a lot of circumstances, make more sense to leave the alimony as is, keep paying it, and continue to take the deduction.
Correct. And then the other one big one that your listeners really need to follow up on is the health insurance. In 2019, there was a big to-do that there weren't any penalties for not having insurance in 19. And that's true. But the state, not the federal, but the state of California came in and snuck one in. And what they have is a mandate that is going to really hurt a lot of people. If you don't have insurance in California, you will get hit with a penalty. This is, it'd be all year, and then it's prorated if it's for less than a year, but we'll go the whole year. If you didn't have insurance for all the months in 19, there's no penalties, but in this year, in 2020, if you don't have the insurance, you will be hit for a $695 per adult and $387 per child.
Wow.
Or 2.5% of your gross income over, there's a chart, and if it's over that amount, for like a married couple with three, I think the allowed amount is 49,000, but it varies. It's quite a chart you have to really look at. But you could end up with $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, $5,000 in penalties for not having insurance in the state of California.
Wow. And that's not federal. That's just by state?
That's state of California. It's a mandate. So they need to really look at that and really understand how much it's going to cost them to not have insurance in California.
Wow. Now, is it, you know, is having insurance, because I know, you know, we live here in California, so obviously that's really what we focus on mostly. California requires that you have insurance, no matter what you are supposed to be covered. Does the IRS or does the government, like actual federal, does federal require that you're insured, or is it state by state?
Well, the IRS did up through 2018.
Okay, so that's what you're telling me.
There's no penalty. Yeah, there was no penalty. The penalty was relieved in 19 for the federal and state, but in 2020, there's no federal penalty, but the state penalty is just
bigger.
Insane.
Wow. Wow, crazy. Okay, so how do we prove that we've had health care coverage? Is that that form that you get in the mail from your health company?
Yeah, the 1095A. Mm-hmm. Yeah, no. They'll get a 1095A from their provider.
Okay, now what if you're like me and you accidentally lose the form?
You can get another one online or a simple phone call.
Okay.
Or whatever. That's an easy fix.
Okay. And is that something that is when you guys are filling out the tax returns? Because obviously me and Heidi look at tax returns all the time. Yeah. We're looking at income though, and we're looking at, you know, we're not really looking at all of the pieces, all the bells and whistles of that return. Is there a line or a check mark somewhere that you would, as a tax preparer or a CPA, you know, your financial advisor, whoever's doing the person's tax returns, is there somewhere in there that is checkmarked saying that the person has had the health care coverage, or is that form like a W-2 actually filed?
No, there's a form right on there's a question right on the return. It's right at the beginning that says, was this, you know, were they covered for the entire year? And then if there's not, you have to do a form called a shared responsibility, and that's where the penalties come in and calculates what your penalty is. There's a tremendous amount of it on the state Franchise Tax Board website, and there's even a penalty calculator and everything there. So anyone that wants to see what it's going to cost them not to have it, they can just jump right on there and work on that calculator.
Oh, wow. Okay. So really, like, unless you were getting audited, that form is really not that big of a deal. It's not actually getting filed and sent in to the state or to the government for when you're filing the return. It's the check mark.
No, they're supplying it to the government as well. So it is a very big deal.
Okay. And so
we
is
get
it,
a lot of them comes back.
Okay. And that's what I'm trying to kind of clarify. So it's a lot like a W-2, where the W-2 is actually filed before you even get it from your employer, that's being filed, you know, with the state, with the IRS. And then so they're getting that form is being electronically filed.
I believe they are. Okay. I believe they are. I'm not absolutely positive on that one, but I believe the state of California is receiving the 1095A information. I don't know that they're actually getting the form, but I'll have to look into that. I haven't really looked into that.
Okay. So is there anything else that you wanted to tell us today? Heidi, do you have any questions for the tax grandma?
Oh,
I've just been through. I know. Heidi's dying over here because of taxes.
I am. I'm really curious if my state was filed correctly, if I actually owed that much money for 18.
Well, give it to Debbie and have her send it over, and I'll definitely look at it for you.
Perfect. Because now that you've said it could have been done a little different for state versus federal, I'm a little curious if I really owed all that.
That was one of my biggest issues, was to make the taxpayers understand. They were just so quick to, they'd send me stuff and it would be so empty, and I'm like, where's all your expenses? And they're like, well, there's no point. I'm like, yeah, there really is a point.
Right.
And so we spent a lot of time making people redo stuff.
Yeah, well, I think you bring up a good point, and I think there's a lot of people probably thinking, I better pull out my 18 returns right now and maybe have someone take a look at these and see what happened.
Now, can you actually file an amended state return just like you would an amended federal return?
Yes.
Okay.
Absolutely. You can go 3 years for federal and 4 for state.
Oh, okay. And is that something that, let's say that someone else's tax advisor had filed for them, if they wanted to go to you, the tax grandma, and have you look at it and file an amended for them, is that something that you could do, or is that something that you would refer them back to, you know, whoever had helped them initially?
No, I could do it for them. It's no problem.
Okay. And then I know that we went through this, obviously, last year. It was this time. I can't believe it's already been 12 months. I don't even know where the time went. But I do want you to explain, you know, your qualifications, because I know you are not a CPA. I know that you're not really a financial advisor. You've got a different title, different set of qualifications, right?
Right. I'm an enrolled agent, which is basically we just focus on tax. The tax law and doing taxes, and that CPAs are very focused. And a lot of them do taxes, but a lot of them are more into the accounting and running businesses and doing stuff like that. And they do an excellent job, but they're more into that. Some of them, like I say, do taxes, but mostly are into accounting, and they state qualified. They pass all of their education and are licensed by the state. The enrolled agent credential is done by the federal government and out of Washington. So it's just a little bit different. It just gives us the right to prepare taxes and give, you know, the tax advice and such like that.
Gotcha. And are you somebody that if you were getting audited for any particular reason, would you be an enrolled agent? Are you going to be the person that someone would want to try to find and go to?
I believe so. I believe in enrolled agents, but of course, I'm kind of partial since I am one. I truly believe that enrolled agents handle audits far better than CPAs. But, you know, that's just an opinion.
I gotcha. Okay. So, Mikey, while you're there, type it up for us on the screen so that anybody watching or watching later can get Denise's number. So, Denise, if somebody wants to reach out to you, talk to you about their either past taxes, maybe they need you to look at their California returns from last year, or they want some help with doing their taxes this year, what's the best telephone number for them to reach out to you at?
951-965-1060.
Okay, great.
If I don't pick up, just leave a message.
Okay, great. So say it one more time for anybody listening that needs to write it down.
951-965-1060. And if I don't pick up, then just leave a message. It's just that I'm on the phone a lot.
Okay, great. So everybody listening, this is Denise Taylor. Denise, thank you so much. We are definitely going to have you on as the tax season continues to roll forward. Maybe next week we could do a little piece on self-employment. I know last year there was some big changes with having the business use of home, the home office expense. I don't know if there's been any new self-employed changes that have recently taken place. I know that those home office expense, a lot of people didn't know. It was kind of one of those kind of hidden changes that happened. Those would be rolling forward through 19. So that's definitely something that you could clue us all into again. But anything at all that you can find for us this week about self-employed and tax returns and filing for those 2019s, get those all ready for us so we can give you a call and get those on board for next week.
Okay, I'll be ready.
All right. Thanks, Denise. You have a great day, okay?
You too. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Bye-bye.
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 I absolutely love her.
She's so great, and I'm definitely sending over my 18s.
Yes.
Because any penny I can get back, I need. So, but it was
I didn't know that. I truly thought that whatever you filed with the IRS, with the federal, that is what you were filing with the state. I you know, it kind of seemed like they went, okay, if you've ever done your own tax returns before, like ever, QuickBooks, tax,
right.
What's the other one that's a big one?
TurboTax.
You know, if you've ever done it, H&R Block you can do online now. If you've ever done your tax returns before on your own, you input all of your information, it calculates your federal return, and then it asks you if you want to do your state return, and you select your state, and then it rolls all the information over to the state side.
Right.
And it doesn't take you through other questions or ask you if you want to make any changes. I just assumed
it was
all the same.
It's like you already did it.
Right.
You're just paying the extra $15 or whatever, and you get it done.
Right. But the 2106 expenses was a giant loss for a lot of people that were commissioned, that are
huge
employees, W-2 employees,
yeah,
that could no longer write off their cell phones, could no longer write off their mileage or, you know, all of the tires or, you know, the actual
right, their
car
marketing,
expenses.
I mean, everything.
Right.
There's so much lost there. And then to find out you can do it on the state side, at least that's something you can gain back.
Right. Absolutely. And if you can even get just a little bit more back from that tax return, all the better.
Yeah. And somehow I owed state too. So I don't know. In all the years, I've never owed anything, right? Because I always claimed so low that they took more and more. And I understand they took less, but seriously?
Yeah. I know. I know.
Yeah. It's amazing.
I owe every year. So I just kind of throw my hands up and go with the flow.
Well, my tax guy even always made fun of me.
Yeah.
Heidi. Why do you claim so little? Like, they're just keeping your money
right
interest-free.
You're giving them a tax-free
right.
loan,
I'm
right?
I'm giving them a tax-free loan right. and or an interest-free loan and every year. And then all of a sudden he's like, bam, this is what you owe. Huh?
Boom, now you owe money.
Right. Where's all my interest back?
Right. Oh, my goodness. Well, anybody that's listening right now, anybody watching on YouTube, you guys feel free to get in your questions to us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Throw them up into the screen if you'd like. We're more than happy to read those and answer those questions for you. You can give us a call. It's 844-935-3634. We'll take those calls and we'll answer them for you as well. I do answer all of the text messages if you're listening again when this goes back on Go Country Saturday at 7. So go ahead and get those text messages in. If you do want to call in and talk, please feel free to do so. We've got Chris, my assistant, answers when I'm already on another line. We've got a call service backing him up. So there's more than enough there that you can definitely at least get an appointment scheduled to talk with me one-on-one. If you want to talk to Heidi one-on-one, all you have to do is ask for her. Really, we are here to help you in anything at all that has to do with finance. So, you know, not only are we talking about mortgage, talking about, you know, credit, talking about trust. I mean, we're going to have our trust attorney on. She's coming on the 12th of February. I always think about it because she's going to be here around Valentine's. But we're going to actually talk to her about your family trust. That is so super important. We're going to have our credit cowboy in at the end of this month. He'll be in, I think it's the 28th or 29th, whatever that Wednesday is.
29th, by the way, is a Saturday, my birthday.
Okay. No. I'm talking about January, not February. Yes, we've got a little leap year baby over here, and she is already very excited about her birthday, and she's jumping forward. We're not out of January yet.
Well, you said Valentine's Day, so then I thought you were already in February.
And now that I'm even thinking about it right now, I think next Wednesday is the last Wednesday of the month.
It is.
So we're going to have Steve, our credit cowboy, in. So anybody listening right now that wants to learn about credit, wants to learn how to repair credit, you guys, make sure that you tune in. Again, we want your questions. Throw them up in the feed. Text us. Text the word MOM to 474747. Send those questions over. We're going to be answering them. But if you want to get your answers live, you got to watch us on YouTube.
Yep.
It's Wednesdays at 5 on the dot. We've kind of played around with a little bit. Said it was going to be Monday at 9. Turned into Monday at 5 or 5:30 or 4 or something. Then the next time we were going to do... I don't even know. We went back and forth, but this Wednesday at 5 works really well. So if you have not already, go to YouTube. If you're watching us on YouTube right now, subscribe to the channel, turn on your notifications. You guys can watch us record live. You can see how we do it. You can truly see that we are fly by the seat of our pants. We have no notes. We have no idea what we're going to talk about. It just truly is whatever comes out that day, what we're thinking about, what's important. You know, it's... Yep.
And I think I've got an idea for next week too.
Okay.
Can't do it today because I don't have the information.
Okay.
So I think that we should talk about loans for people that have resident alien, people with resident alien,
foreign
green
national.
Cards, foreign national, work visas.
Sure.
Since that just popped up and I do a lot of research on it, but not enough to be fully educated.
Well, you'll be fully educated by next Wednesday.
But I will be by next Wednesday.
And maybe we can ask the credit cowboy about that international credit report.
And international credit reports. So that's a whole new thing coming up. And so I think we could hit on that for some people that aren't sure if they can buy homes because they are foreign nationals.
Yeah, I think so too. So we are going to actually take a very quick break. And then when we get back from the break, we're going to talk about our next piece. And then we're done at six. So if you guys have any questions, again, please feel free to do so. Text the word MOM to 474747. Give us a call. We'll get you right on air. Just like we could hear the text grandma, we'll be able to hear you. And everybody else can hear what you're asking. And we'll answer those questions. Or you guys put it up in the feed.
We'd love to see it. Or give us an idea for our next topic when we come back.
Yeah, absolutely. So let's take that break and we'll be right back.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Did you guys know that if you miss my show on Saturday mornings that you can listen to it again right on my podcast? Go to mortgagemomradio.com and click on podcast and you can listen to every episode that we've ever done. It's all free education for you and your family. That's mortgagemomradio.com.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act, California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee, 184373, Arizona 094-1504, and Nevada 57237.
Ask the credit cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. Offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
She's a mortgage mom.
All right. Well, welcome back. And thank you so much for being here and listening to Mortgage Mom Radio. I'm Debbie Marcoux and this is Heidi.
Woohoo!
Heidi Slagle Points. It's always a big long one. But, you know, we're here every Wednesday at 5 p.m. So if you guys want to follow us, please feel free to do so. We're talking about all about mortgage. So any topic whatsoever that you guys have a question about, we want to hear it. You want to know why are they advertising an interest rate that you can't get when you call? Give us a call. We'll let you know. Anything at all that you can think of that you've always just kind of been wondering. I had someone reach out actually yesterday. It was actually a really great call. And she was really worried about applying because she has two jobs and she knew that she needed to have at least two jobs for 2 years before we could use both income. Mm-hmm. She was also concerned because her fiance, she had pulled his credit and the credit wasn't quite where it needed to be. So she was a little bit worried about his credit score and being able to qualify for the loan. And by the time that we were done with the conversation, she's only 30 days out from applying. So, and she can actually apply now. We're 30 days out from pulling credit. So, you know, it was as simple as, hey, do you have some credit cards that you could add your fiance to as an authorized signer so we can get him a little bit of credit because he just didn't have really any credit at all. Right. How long is it, you know, when will your 2 years be up for the 2 years of job? Mm-hmm. So we'll maybe talk about that a little bit too, yeah, because we haven't really talked about that much. And you know, it's March the 15th and we're in January. And so she thought she was going to have to wait till March 15th. And I said, right, no. It's kind of like that self-employed borrower that doesn't have quite 2 years. Don't stop. Just call.
Right?
Just call.
Yeah.
So, you know, we can see enough has happened that we can get the pre-qualification started, get the numbers put together. We're going to wait the 30 days, then re-pull the credit so that we can see fiance's new credit score. Right. And they're going to be ready to rock and roll.
Yeah.
So she was so elated about that.
Yeah, it's so great. They don't have to wait. They can start with us, kind of see where they're at, and start moving.
Yeah, you've got to make a plan. If you don't make a plan, you don't know how far out that you are, you don't know how much money that you need, you don't know what credit score that you need to have. Mm-hmm. There's no way to know unless you make that call and you do actually reach out to us. If you don't reach out to us, there's nothing that we can do. We can't help. So, you know, kind of going back really fast to the job thing, and then I know you wanted to talk about VA as well.
Yeah.
So we're going to hit a couple of topics here at the last point of the show. But when you have two jobs, give them what the guideline is.
Okay. So when you have two jobs and we want to use the income from both jobs, you have to have a history of having two jobs, which means you have to have 2 years having two jobs same time. You cannot have a break in those jobs any longer than 3 months. Okay. So it's okay if maybe you had two jobs and then you had left one job for, you know, 2 months, 2.5 months, and then got that second job again moving forward. That's fine. But you have to have a history, a pattern of being able to maintain two jobs, because maintaining two jobs is hard. So if you had this great long job and then you just picked up another second job, we can't use both incomes. We're going to have to use your primary job as the income.
Correct. Yeah. So no big long gaps between those 2 years.
No.
Yeah. Now, I did actually check our text messages really quick.
Oh.
And we did get a question from someone in Arizona.
Okay.
And she was asking if you live in Arizona and you have no insurance. So this is kind of going back to the tax grandma and, you know, when she was on with us. So, we couldn't actually ask that question. I wanted to while she was on the phone with us, and we couldn't because since even though she is federal, she's an enrolled agent with the IRS, she's federal, she works and does the majority of her clients here in California.
Right.
So could she get us the answer for Arizona? Yes, she can. And I will definitely get that answer.
Yes.
And then I will text you back with the answer so that you know what that answer is.
Right.
California, if you don't have health insurance, you're going to be in big trouble this year when you file those returns.
Right.
So make sure you get
when you file your returns for 2020.
Yes.
So in 2021, when you file your returns, you're going to be in trouble.
For 2020, yes.
Yes.
Exactly. So, but we will get you the answer for Arizona.
Yeah.
And then we got another question that says, does that attorney you advertise do trusts only in California? So that's another question that I will find out if Krista is only doing the trusts in California. I'm not 100% sure. I believe, and you could tell me because your dad and your sister are both attorneys.
Yes.
But I am pretty sure that attorneys are licensed by state.
They are licensed by state. However, there are different exams they can take. Certain states require them to take that specific test. Other states do not. So I know, like my sister Heather, she is only licensed in California. My dad, on the other hand, big question. Great question.
Not too sure.
I'm not too sure. I actually think he is licensed in a couple other states because I know he does do some laws for some friends that live in Arizona and stuff like that. So, but again, it also depends on where the property is located.
Right.
Because he does do other stuff regarding properties, stuff like that too, and businesses. So, great question.
Yeah.
And
we'll get you the answer. I mean, Krista's got a pretty big team of attorneys that work for her. And I'm not sure, again, because she's in California here, she's local to us. I'm not sure if she's doing trusts in other states or not.
Right.
But we will definitely get you that answer and get it texted back out to you, too. So anybody listening whatsoever, you guys have questions for us, we want you to use it. Text the word MOM to 474747. We will get those questions answered for you. Throw them up in the feed if you're not too embarrassed for people to see the questions. Put them in the comments below if you're watching this at a later date. And hey, Go Country listeners, guys, we're here at Saturday at 7 always, but we're also live on YouTube on Wednesdays at 5. So start watching us on YouTube as well, and you'll be able to ask us those questions. Actually, watch us read or answer the question, you know, live.
Yes.
I mean, it's it really does happen as it goes. It's nothing that we get to prepare for. So we went through the two job thing.
Yes.
You can't have a big, huge, long gap. They definitely want to see that you've been able to hold down and maintain the two jobs for 2 years.
Yes.
The reason for that is, think about it. You're working two jobs. It's really easy to get tired and say, I'm done. Yes. And if we are qualifying you to buy a home and we are assuming that that income is going to continue, then we need to make sure that you have a history of being able to sustain that kind of work history, because it really can be very difficult to work, you know, two jobs.
Right. And anything changes. So you have to show that at least for 2 years you've been able to sustain it, maintain it. And you will be able to do that moving forward.
Yeah. You know, all of us moms, I mean, we get tired. And dads, too. I mean, let's face it. I mean, if you're carrying two jobs, even if it's two part-time jobs, it's still different than carrying one job. It's a lot of work.
And you're juggling a schedule. It's going to different locations. There's a lot to it. You know, unlike Debbie, I'm lucky. I go home. My husband cooks for me. I get to go home, flop down on the couch, and hopefully sit there and, you know, obviously I have laundry and stuff like that, but I get to go home. I don't have to cook. I don't have to worry about dinner. I did not have another child at 38 years old, so I am lucky in that sense. But again, you know, I can't imagine going to another job.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Yeah, one's enough. One's enough for sure. Exactly. Okay, so you did. We've got about like 8 minutes left of the show. So you did want to touch on vets and you know, surviving spouses. And so, I don't know that we've talked about this on the show before.
I'm not sure we have. So I'm just going to touch on it a little bit. We can do a little more on it later. But I got this wonderful call. Chris was out, so he wasn't there to answer the phone at the front. So I ran up, jumped up, got the call, and had the most amazing client. She's just lovely, and we're working with her. And she happens to be a surviving spouse of a vet. And she was talking about, hey, you know, if I do this refinance, I possibly might want to eventually do it in, you know, as a VA loan. And I'm thinking, well, that's great. You know, can we do it? I was looking at, you know, VA renovation loans. Possibly refinancing and something else, then getting into a VA just based on our scenario. And so, you know, I was talking to Debbie about it. And so we looked it up. And, you know, being a surviving spouse of a vet and getting their VA benefit for mortgage, mm-hmm. it's very different than what it sounds. So there's a lot of details that go into it. You don't just inherently get it.
Right.
There are a lot of stipulations on how you would qualify as a surviving spouse for their VA benefits for the loan.
Right.
So,
yeah, because when you brought it to me,
yeah.
you know, and you were talking about it, and it was great. And I said, you know, but wait, stop.
Yes.
You know, I'm pretty sure. And again, it's one of those things that we've been doing this for a really long time. I have been in the business for over 25 years.
Yeah.
You're very, very close to that same number.
Yep.
And, you know, we've run into so many different scenarios, and there are so many different loan programs and so many different guidelines, and they're changing all the time. And one client is never the same as another. So it's one of those things that the surviving spouse, although that benefit is there, it doesn't come up as often as you would think that it would. And it should. It should come up more often.
Right.
But I do remember that I had a situation where I had somebody that I wanted to take that direction, and I'd looked up the guideline, and for some reason we couldn't go there. And I remembered that it had something to do with, you know, being actually passed away during war. Like there was so many things to it. I said, wait, we got to look this up.
Yeah.
We have to look this up.
We looked it up, and I'll be honest, to my surprise, there was very specific
guidelines of eligibility
for the eligibility. So call us, we can go over it. I don't want to like ramble through them right now. But it's not just simply being a surviving spouse.
Right. You don't just inherit it. So, I mean, I know that it was things like if you've been remarried, you've lost it.
Right.
If they're looking for somebody that actually
they truly had to pass away
during time of war, or they had to be disabled
in active duty or 100% disabled at time of passing, and there's stipulations on that as well.
Right.
So there's a lot of stuff, or they passed away from an injury at war, and you didn't remarry.
Right.
After the age of 60, before the age of 65. So, I mean, I'm just telling you, there's just a lot. So, I just want to put that out there so that people know. And
And they call us. So
and they call us. So, you know, give us a call. Send us a text
Thanks,
message.
Thanks, Chief Manny. I hope that your mouth is feeling better today.
Yes.
So poor Manny's not here helping. Usually I've got Manny and Mikey that are behind the screen helping us with the show.
Yes.
Manny had his wisdom teeth out yesterday, but he is the one that will actually edit the show to get it onto the radio. He'll get it onto Go Country for us.
He makes us sound good
on the
radio.
He makes us sound great on Go Country Saturdays at 7. Yeah. So he's reminding us right now in the feed that we can't go over 6 minutes because he's got to be able to edit it down to exactly an hour.
And he's telling us
so
to wrap
we will
it up.
Stop. Yes.
So we will.
We will. But, you know, at the end of the day, basically, it's not just giving you information about surviving spouses. One thing to take away from that is that there are so many guidelines and every single person is special and different and every scenario is special and different. And we need to talk to you. If we don't know the answer, we don't know every single answer.
Yeah.
We know a lot of them.
Yeah, we have
we
to
know
look
a lot
up.
Of them.
Yeah.
But we don't know every single answer. But if we don't know the answer, we will get it and we will get back to you. So, you know, please don't hesitate. If you have any questions at all, reach out. If you guys liked the show, you want to watch us again, next week is the Credit Cowboy. That's going to be a huge one. If you've got bad credit, you just want to know how to get it a little bit better. You know, I've got right now a 710 and I want to figure out how in the heck do I get to Heidi 790. I'm going to talk to him about that next week. I don't know what more I can do. My credit's perfect. I pay all my bills on time. If you're in my situation, you may want to tune in. If you've got bad credit, you may want to tune in. But we're going to talk with him, and it's going to be a really great show. So subscribe to the channel. Set the notifications so that you know when we go live. It's Wednesdays at 5 right here on YouTube. Yep. If you're listening to us at Go Country, go ahead. Please call us, text us, email us. Get those questions in. We're going to keep answering them, even though it's Saturday. We are here to help you guys. Really, we truly are. We've got every way in the world to contact us. Go to the website, mortgagemomradio.com. Listen to the previous shows. If you're a podcaster, you love to listen to podcasts. Everything Mortgage Mom Radio has been there for the last couple of years. So there is not a way to not get enough and to not get enough free education.
Yep.
We hope you guys had a great show. We hope you guys really enjoyed it. And we'll be back next Wednesday at 5. We'll talk to you soon. Have a great week.
She's a mortgage mom.
Mortgage Mom here. Did you know that property values are up and interest rates are down? Do you have some debt that you'd like to get paid off? Give me a call. It's 844-935-3634.
She's a mortgage mom. She can get things done. When you're in need and don't know where to go, pick up the phone and call mom.
Debbie Marcoux is licensed by the Department of Business Oversight under the California Residential Mortgage Lending Act. California NMLS ID 237926. Also licensed in Texas and Tennessee. 184373. Arizona 094-1504. And Nevada 57237.
Ask the Credit Cowboy about your credit needs.
Hi, y'all. Steve Altoni and the Credit Cowboy from Credit Loss Solutions. Do you have questions about your credit and how it may be preventing you from purchasing your dream home? Ask the Credit Cowboy. I offer a free consultation where we'll go over where your credit currently is and how we can help you improve your credit so you can get into your dream home today. Call the Credit Cowboy at 818-932-9531.
AskTheCreditCowboy.com.
Do you own your home? Have you considered what could happen to your home if something happened to you and your family had to go through the dreaded probate process? Hello, I am the estate planning mom and my name is Krista Hermance. I am an estate planning attorney at Hermance Law. If you own your home and something happened to you, depending on how title is held, your family may have to go through probate court. Probate in California can take an average of 12 months to 2 years to complete. It is very expensive and public. A will, while it states how you want your stuff distributed, doesn't actually avoid probate. It just guarantees it. If you want to avoid probate, a trust might be your best option, and we can help you figure that out. We have offices in Ventura, Westlake Village, Santa Clarita, and work with clients virtually throughout California. For information, text WILL to 474747. Again, text WILL to 474747.
This attorney advertising is intended for general information only and not intended to be legal advice, nor does it create an attorney-client relationship. Attorneys at Hermance Law are licensed to practice law in California only. You should seek advice from a legal professional licensed in your state. Hermance Law is located in Ventura, California, and can be reached at 805-518-9633.